My favorite WrestleMania match was the moment when I realized that wrestling could be something more than a bunch of crappy gimmicks all being put into the same ring trying to entertain children. And it was the Macho Man Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat match in WrestleMania 3. I think this is the favorite for a lot of people of my age bracket. This is the culmination of a six-month feud, a feud that started when Randy Savage had the audacity to crush Ricky Steamboat's larynx on the steel fencing around the ring that separates wrestlers from fans. And it was such a well-done angle that as a child I was legitimately concerned about Ricky Steamboat's ability to consume solid foods. But he turned out to be okay and well enough to wrestle at the Pontiac Silverdome in WrestleMania 3. Now, this match was special to a young Greg Wyshynski because, like I said, it was the first time I realized that wrestling could be wrestling. Like, there were so many close pinfalls, there was such athleticism, there was such a story being told between these two rivals during this marathon match that it opened my eyes to the possibility of wrestling being more than a Hulk Hogan match where all he does is throw three punches, kick a guy, body slam, drop the leg. It did sort of end in a gimmicky way where I think Macho is trying to use the ring bell to crush Ricky Steamboat's throat again, and George Steele pushes him off, and he hits his head on the ring bell. So there's a whole thing there, because George the Animal Steele, mind you, in love with Miss Elizabeth, and who wasn't? Even those of us who weren't hairy with green tongues and consuming turnbuckles. So overall, I felt it was the quintessential wrestling match. It finally made me realize that you can tell a story, you can have an exciting finish, and you can have incredible athleticism between two guys that were actually in shape and not big fat blobs like King Kong Bundy in a match. And from that point on, I realized that that there was more to wrestling than guys dressed as plumbers. So that's my WrestleMania moment.